Here, mostly hope all is good. Welcome to Maseches Chagiga, Daf Beis. Here we are obviously taking a quick departure from Hilchos Aveilos. Obviously, we're not doing that anymore. Maseches Chagiga primarily is about two topics, primarily about the korbanos that a person brings on Yom Tov, and also there's a Tumah and Tara, certainly a big, large Tumah and Tara component. Logically, because, you know, part of Hilchos Korbanos is also dependent upon whether a person is Tameh and Tahor. There's a lot of Agadot on the second parak, so pretty cool Masechta packed in for about a month or so, until we make a big Siyum on Seder Moed. But either way, let's dive in here. Well, I guess before we dive in, just one word of Hakdama, a bit of an introduction. There are three Korbanos, normally, there are three Korbanos that a person is going to bring when they're Ola Regel on either Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. One is called an Olas Re'iyah, which is a Korban Ola, as the name suggests, for Re'iyah, for seeing the Beis HaMikdash. A Korban Ola, obviously, consumed on the fire. There's what's called the Korban Chagiga, which is obviously the name of the Masechta, which is a Shlomim, which is food and meat that is going to be, you know, mostly consumed by the person bringing it, although obviously the Kohanim gets some and some goes on the Mizbeach. And finally, the third thing is a korban, not really a specific korban, but it can be the mitzvah to eat is shalmei simcha. It's a mitzvah to eat korbanos, kumbar shlamim of simcha that makes a person happy on yontif. Now that doesn't necessarily have to come. It doesn't necessarily have to be a specific korban, but it does have to be an additional korban. If a person, for whatever reason, is bringing another shlamim, for example, for another reason, so then that can be his shalmei simcha, but. But there are three korbanos that the first parak at least is going to talk about, and you should just be aware of that the korban the olas re'iyah, which is a korban ola, the korban shlamim of the chagiga, and shalmei simcha, other shlamim that a person eats on Yom Tov. So ironically enough, we're not going to start with the korban chagiga. We're going to start with the olas re'iyah. So that's what the Mishnah says here: Hakol chayavim be're'iyah. Everybody is chayav in re'iyah. Now, chutz mi'cheresh, the commission is about to give a bunch of exceptions, obviously, and also just methodologically, whenever it says hakol, everybody, right, that's coming to include someone who is not mentioned. Well, Gemara will address that. But just to talk about quickly what it means when it says hakol chayavin b'ri'iyah, that everybody is chayav to see. So Rashi immediately writes that very, you know, clearly b'mitzvah ri'iyah called schorcha, the mitzvah that you have to go be seen at the Beis HaMikdash, meaning you have to show up at the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be ola regal. Tosas doesn't like that so much, right? He quotes Akashi. He thinks it's talking about the korban olas re'iyah, that everybody's chayav in the korban, based on just simply, as you'll see at the end of the Mishnah, we're talking about how much money you have to spend on such korbanos, but okay, fine, there's machlokes there. You should have the Tosfos, the first Tosfos on the Masechta, if you'd like to check that out further, but just to keep in mind. Okay, so Hakol Chayavin Be'riyah Chutz Mecheresh Shotev V'Katan, they usually go together. Cheresh, as we'll see in Amud Beis, debate on what that is. Let's just say it's a deaf mute. Shota is someone who doesn't, is crazy. Katan, obviously, Katan, we'll have to define that in a second as well. Tumtum, then Adjoganus. Tumtum is someone who is not, someone who is has both. No, I always forget which is which. Tumtum has both or neither. Tumtum has neither, sorry, meaning it is a suffix, which gender he is, male or female. And Androgynous has both simonim, both types, male and female. If I'm not mistaken, I always forget, but I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. Nashim v'avadim she'ena mishukrarim, women, slaves that are not free, meaning every Kananim that are not free, the Gemara will address that, aren't all every Kananim not free, okay? Right, because he's free in every Kanani, first of all, it's an Israel to free in every Kanani, second of all, free in every Kanani, he's a full-fledged Jew. So, all right, the Gemara will talk about that. Chigir, someone who is blind, someone who is lame. Suma, someone who is blind. Chola, someone who is sick. Azokin, someone who is old. Misha inu yacholalos baraglav, someone who cannot walk to Yerushalayim. And obviously we'll have to talk about where, how far, walking, etc. Ezu katan, what type of katan are we talking about over here? Right, usually we assume a katan in general that refers to someone who's not bar mitzvah, but that's not the case here. What's a katan who's not chayav in re'iyah? Kol she'enu yachol lirkov al ksefal shel aviv v'lalos mirushalayim laharabayis divrei Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, anybody who can't ride on his father's shoulders and go to Ola Regel in Yerushalayim, so he is pater. Beis Hillel omrim, a little bit older, a little bit younger, kol she'enu yachol lachos b'yadosh shel aviv v'lalos Yerushalayim. No, that's older. And someone who's not able to hold the father's hand and walk laharabayis. So the Shenemar is Pasuk says Shalosh Regalim, meaning the Pasuk says three Regalim, as Gemara will point out, right? Regalim, right? It can also be read as Raglayim. So anybody who cannot walk to Yerushalayim, so then they are Potter, right? That's the Ishvar Katan. So again, that would be maybe a year or two older than Beis Shammai's. Beis Shammai Omrim Hariyah Shtei Chesef Hachagiga Ma Kesef. That according to Beis Shammai, the Korban Riyah is two Ma, and the Chagiga is one. Has Beis Hillel Omrim the opposite, Hariyah Ma Kesef Hachagiga Shtei Kesef, right? That we'll talk about in a couple of blots. So Gemara says immediately, Hakol Lo Suyemai, who are we including here when we say Hakol Chayavin? Someone who is half slave and half not a slave and half free. Again, this comes up a bunch of times in Shas, which is we're going to quote it here right now. That Amar Misha, Ula Ravina. So, well, I guess before we get to Ravina, but what situation is that? Is basically how does that happen? That person is a half slave, so he was obviously sold as a slave to, let's say, partners, to two people, and one of them freed him. So now he is half slave and half a slave. I mean, he's a slave to one guy, but he's free to the other guy. I mean, he doesn't have to work for him. So he's half slave, half free. So he is included, says, he is included, that's the inclusion here, in the Mishnah, that he has to be Ola Rego. L'Ravin, the Amam Misha, Chetzi B'Evin, Chetzi Ben Chor, and Potter, min ha-ri'ya. Well, according to Ravino, who says that person is potter, that type of person is potter from seeing, right, going to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. So I call the Suyemai, so then who are we including? So Gemara says, La Suye Chiger Biyom Rishon Vinis Pasha Biyom Sheni. To include someone who is Chiger, who is lame, on the first day, meaning he had an injury, right? So he is, and then he got, or sorry, lame? Chiger is lame. Suma is blind, and right, they always, okay. Chigar is lame, right, so good. So someone who was lame on the first day, and he healed on the second day, meaning that the person had an injury, was not able to walk, and then Baruch Hashem, let's say on the second day of Sukkot, so now he is able to get up there to go to Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, Hanichal Amandamar Kulon Teshlumin Zelazeh. Problem with that explanation is it depends on how you view. When we say that you're allowed to do Tashlumin, that you're allowed to make up any korbanos that you missed on the first day, let's say, for example, the olas re'iyah. Let's say a person is ola regel, goes to Beis HaMikdash, but doesn't bring the olas re'iyah. So you have 7 days of Sukkot, and 7 days of Pesach, and 7 days after Shavuos to bring these korbanos. Question is, how do you view that ability to bring those korbanos the rest of the Yom Tov? Is it a makeup for the first day? And again, this is like Lomdish, so, you know, back in Yeshiva, if you remember. Is it, on the one hand, a makeup for the first day? So therefore, if you miss the first day, you can bring the korban the rest of the days. Or do we say that each day is its new chiyuv? What's the difference? Who cares? What's the nafkamina, as they say? So if you're unable, if you're putter from bringing the korban on the first day. This guy was lame on the first day. He hurt his leg, whatever it was. Had a knee injury. And he couldn't be ola regel. He couldn't get up there. So he was putter. Second day, sure enough, either miraculous recovery or, you know, he gets a brace or whatever it is, he's able to walk, he's able to get up there. So now, what's the deal with his chiyuv korban? If you're telling me that all the 7 days are a makeup of the first day, so well, on the first day he was potter. So then he's not going to have to make up anything. He didn't miss anything. He didn't mess up. He didn't not bring the korban. If you're telling me, though, that each individual day is a new chiyuv, and that you could bring korbanos shayach to the antiv, so then sure, on the second day he's chayiv, so why shouldn't he bring? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Hanichal mandamar kulan tashlumin zelazeh. If you're telling me that each one of them is a tashlumin zelazeh, meaning each individual day is a new chiyuv to bring the korbanos of the regel, so sure, if he's lame on the first day and he's not lame on the second day, so then he's included in this mitzvah of Re'iyah. But according to the one who says, again, this is Machlokas in the Gemara, we'll see it a little bit later. According to the one who says that it's all Tashlumin for the first day, that everything works off of the first day's Chiyuv to bring the Korba Olas Re'iyah and the Chagiga, etc. So that guy's not going to be Chayiv at all because he was Potter on the first day. So what does that come to include? It's coming to include someone who's blind in one eye. And this Mishnah is against this following Tana. The Tanya is willing to raise a Yochanan ben Dava Yomer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Suma Ba'achas Meina Potter Min Re'iyah. Right, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're blind in one, if a person is blind in one eye, he's Potter from Re'iyah. Shenemar as Bozik says, Yira'eh Kederach Shebal Eros Kach Bal Liros. the way you shall be seen, I mean, just like you're seen by the Kodesh Baruch Hu, obviously, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not lame or missing any quote-unquote limbs. So just like as you are seen, later on, it's just like you are seen by Kodesh Baruch Hu fully. So too, you have to see, you have to be able to see fully. So ma leiros b'shnei einav, af leiros b'shnei einav. Just like you see and with two eyes, you have to be seen with two eyes. So that would be one way to understand the Mishnah, that the kol is coming to include someone who is blind in one eye, and that's against Rabbi Yehuda, who says that someone who's blind in one eye is pater from the Ri'ya on Yontif. V'ibayseima, or another way to understand, the lo'olam kedam rinei kara, really, we can understand, like we said, the kakash le deravina, Gemara says, right, again, what did we start off with? We started off with the chetze be'ev and chetze ben chore, that we say we're including that someone who's a half-slave to into this halakha, and he has to be all the regals. Didn't Ravina say he doesn't? So the Gemara says, Lokasha kan commissioner Rishona, kan commissioner Achrona. No, that's before we kind of changed our understanding of what the halakha is by a half slave. That's not as learned in the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah that we're going to see, what is it later on? No, where is it in the Nimishba? It's, where is that Gemara? Oh, we saw it in Psachim, okay. Fine. A bunch of places in Shas. Most recently we saw it in Psachim. So the Gemara says, Misha echetzu avir v'chetzu v'chorin, someone who is a half-slave, and he's half-slave and half-free, so over this rabbi yom echad v'esatzma yom echad, right? He works for his master one day, and he works for himself one day. Divrei beis Hillel. Right? He can just split his time, right? One, let's say he works, gets a decent salary. 15 days a month goes to his master, and 15 days a month goes to himself. So Amr Lahem Beishamai. Beishamai said to them, Voltakantem Esrabo, Veshazma Lotakantem. Right? That's great that you fixed his masters, meaning you figured out how he can work and how that works halakhically in terms of splitting the money, etc. But you didn't fix him. What do you do for him? Right? Lisa, what is this guy able to do? Lisa Shifcha Enu Yochel. Right? He's not able to marry a Shifcha. Because of, as Rashi says, Bitzad Cheres Shivo, right? Because he is half free. Right? A Shifcha Kananis is able to marry a person who's an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis, but or an Eved Kanani as well. But a Jew is not allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. So you have a Tzad Cheres, he has a half of him who is halachically considered to be a Jew, so he can't marry a Shifcha, but Baschorin Enu Yochel, but he's not allowed to marry a free woman or a regular Jewish girl because he has a Tzad Avdos, he's still half an Eved Kanani. And as also, a regular woman is not allowed to marry an Eved Kanani. So he's not able to marry anybody. Libotel, but you tell me he shouldn't get married. The world was only created to be continued, right, to be populated. Shemar's brother says, Lo sobera, la shevis etzara, right? The world was created for a population, to have people there. La shevis, right? To dwell in it. So Ella, rather, tikkun olam kofin esrava boson ozo ben chorin. Right, what do we do? Because of this aspect, we force the other master to free him. Kosev lo shtar chatzi damav, right? And he writes a shtar, right, for half of his, what's it called? For half of his damav, for half of his money. And then he gets rid of him, right? And then obviously he's not going to lose the money, right? The master, we don't make the master lose the money, right? Again, he has to pay it back, right? Or he has to work off that debt, but the guy is completely halakhically free, as a ben chorin, and then he goes and he works back the money, and Chazru Beis Hillel Lohoros Kedivri Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel agreed to that. So after that happened, so that's when we say that he's chayiv in Re'ia. But beforehand, again, Ravina felt that he was not. Okay, Vait. Chutz Mi'cheri Shet V'Katan, again, we said that those three are not chayiv, excuse me, oh yeah, in Re'ia. So the Gemara says, Chatani, we're comparing these three. These three very often come together. The Gemara just points out that a cheresh here, which is usually a deaf or a mute, is similar to the shot and the katan. My shot and the katan, the lav b'nei dea, just like the shot and the katan do not have halachic das, do not have mental capacities. So af cheresh lav bar deyahu. So too, the cheresh also, this cheresh that we're talking about also does not have mental capacities, because mashmalan, it comes to teach us, right, kiditznan, like we learned, the cheresh dibru chachamim b'chol makom sheinu shomea v'einu medaber, right, is a cheresh that we're talking about is a deaf mute, right, someone who doesn't hear, someone who doesn't speak. Hamedaber v'einu shomea v'einu medaber, but if he has one of those abilities, so then chayev, then he is actually chayev. So when we say the Mishnah pater, a cheresh is pater, that's talking about a deaf mute. Tanina lo hazdan rabbanon, and this is sure enough exactly what we learned in the Braisa, hamedaber v'einu shomea as someone who is able to speak but cannot hear, zeh ocherish. That's a cherish. Shemein avedu medaber, zeh ilim. Someone who can hear and cannot speak, that's an ilim. And both of them are considered healthy, I mean, in certain respects, obviously. It's like a normal person for all aspects, meaning for all aspects of halacha. But if a person is both, if a person is deaf-mute, so then they're potter, right? They're just like a shota or a katan. Kamar says, umimai. Well, how do you get that from? Where do you know that? Umimai, medamar v'enu shamea zeo cheresh, and shamea v'enu medamar zeo ilim. How do you know that's how they line up? That's what you should call them? And someone who can hear and can't speak is an elam, and someone who can speak and can't hear is a cheresh. Right? Pretty clear. The cheresh can hear, and the elam cannot speak. Or another just way to know that, kedamri inshi, that people say, ishtakil milule. Right? Ishtakil milule means that his words were taken away from him. Right? Again, milule, elam, okay, fine. That's what it's referring to, someone who cannot speak. But again, as we pointed out, if you have one of those abilities, then that person is chayiv. Well, didn't we learn in the Braisa that such an individual who has one of those abilities is potter from Re'ia? So Ravina says, Vitim Rava, Ravina or Rava say that chisur and mechstra. No, really, that Braisa is missing, or our Mishnah, I'm sorry, the Mishnah is missing. Right, is missing words. Well, this is what it means to say. Really, the Mishnah should say Hakol Chayavin Beri'ia Uvesimcha. Really, everybody is Chayav in Re'ia and Simcha. Simcha, as we mentioned in the introduction, right, is Shalmei Simcha. To eat Shalmei Simcha. Sorry, one second. Okay, Chut Mecheresh Hamadar Ven Shemeya V'Shemeya Medaber. Except for a cheresh that speaks and doesn't hear, and a hearer that doesn't speak, she potter min re'ia, that is potter from the mitzvah of re'ia, but an aval pi, she potter min re'ia, chayev min simcha. But this person who has one of those abilities, either hearing or seeing or speaking, is potter from re'ia, but is chayev in eating shalmei simcha, these korbanos of simcha. The es she'ino lo shamei v'lo medaber, but a cheresh that neither speaks nor hears, Veshoda v'katan, and the shoda and the katan, potter af min simcha, they're even potter from shalmei simcha. Ho p'tur mikol mitzvah shemores p'torah, because again, they're potter in all mitzvahs, right? It's no different than any other mitzvah. Tanya mihachi, we also learned in the Braisa, akol chayav b'ri'ia uvesimcha, right? The Braisa says straight up that everybody's chayav in the mitzvah of ri'ia and simcha. Chutz mecheresh ha-medaber v'enu shemeya v'shemeya v'enu medaber, she p'tur min ri'ia. Right, again, except for someone who has one of those abilities, speaking or hearing, who is potter from seeing the Beis HaMikdash or bringing the korban olas re'ia, but the afal pisha potter min re'ia chayiv misimcha, chayiv besimcha, even though he's potter from the re'ia, is chayiv to eat shal misimcha. But ve'es she'inu lo shomev lo medaber, but if you have someone who has neither of those abilities, someone who's a cheresh who cannot either speak or hear, v'shota v'katan, or shota v'katan, then p'turim af min ha'simcha, they are potter from shal misimcha, the korbanos brought for eating and simcha, right, in simcha el b'basu b'yayin, yeah? So the korban, the shal misimcha on yadiv, hol p'turim mikol mitzvos ha'moros b'torah, since they are in any way potter from all mitzvos of the Torah. Okay, shkoh kol rabosei, we'll go to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.